Hi, this is Andrew Krug, the Global Community Manager for Niantic Labs, and you're listening to the Agent Academy podcast.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/agentacademy. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle or MP3 player. And now, welcome to the Agent Academy.
Downloading latest intel package. Welcome back. I was getting worried about you.
Agent Academy episode 21, recorded on May 3rd, 2018. I'm Agent Goonie Guy.
And I'm Agent Soho.
And we got a lot of interesting and cool ingress topics to discuss today. Chicago, there's some changes there that you need to be aware of before, well, next year. So maybe not really soon, but in a while. We'll talk about that, as well as some Osiris sequence stuff and anomaly hotels, a bunch of anomaly stuff, and missions. There's a change coming down the pike. And then maybe some codes. We got some website updates, and we'll definitely get into that GDPR. So let's go ahead and kick this pig. Well, wait, no, don't kick the pig, because that'll get us in trouble, I think, with the Harmony Safari Park.
Is it coming down the pike, or is it coming down the pipe?
The pipe? Like, pike like a car, right? Isn't that like... A pike,
I thought was for like spear fishing. It's like it's a pole weapon.
Well, that's another word like, for it.
Coming down the pipe is more like, you know, Mario. He goes down the pipe, or garbage goes down the garbage disposal down the pipe, or like toilets. I don't know.
See, I guess you make me look this crap up. The idiom meaning soon to happen or appear was originally coming down the pike. Not Ooh. Coming down the pipe, but both forms are now widely used and understood. And coming down the pike, the noun pike is short for turnpike, which is a broad road, sometimes a toll road. And this is from the Grammarist. Down the pike, down the pipe. The usage of, and so, yeah.
Okay, well, cool. Well, we're coming down both of them then.
The pike and the pipe, and we're kicking the pig, stabbing it with a pike, and eating it for din-dins.
Sweet. That's a good intro right there. Let's keep that one.
Okay.
That's a keeper.
Okay. So not doing it over again?
No. Nope.
Okay. That's good. Well, what you been up to? I'm doing Porky the Pig. What you been up to?
I've been blowing up downtown. So I drove through downtown twice this week, and I was blowing it up. And, man, that thing is always blue. We always say it in every episode, and it remains. It was completely blue. Everything was webbed up, like, so nice and tight, but everything was, like, level ones. So the whole thing was like a sea of orange. Like, all the resonators was just orange. I was like, wow. One or two eights is just going to blow everything up, and it did. I just drove through and just went boom, boom, boom. Got tons of AP. Nice. Whoever that was, it was a new guy too, I think, in town, who was rather low level. But whoever it was very meticulous and actually probably took a very long time. Sorry about blowing it up, but hey, that's the game.
Well, no, they can come rebuild.
Huh?
They can come rebuild, make some AP, and...
Right.
So what you should do is just build it back up with a bunch of, like, you know, rare shields and crap to make it really difficult for them to tear down to rebuild until they just give up and quit playing. Isn't that a sportsman-like way to play?
Yeah. And kill the Guardian, too. Oh, wait, no.
Don't go there.
I ran out of resonators. I'm completely out. Like, right now, I think I might have a couple of level ones and twos because I hacked a little bit, just random stuff on my way home today. Low levels and some neutrals because I literally, when I blew up downtown, I was putting a resonator on everything and I was just like, just spamming. Like, I don't just hang one. I usually just spam it and just throw everything I got, whatever. So I am just out. Luckily, right before the show, I found on Reddit somebody dropped a code, and now I have like 10 of everything now. Nice. 10 eights and stuff like that. We'll give you that code later too, actually, right here on the show. It's still good. But anyway, I might have a new area of town to conquer.
What?
To own. Which is pretty cool. I'm not going to tell you what area it is yet. You'll figure it out if you're local. But I might be getting a new job. So I've been self-employed or freelance or in other words, unemployed or whatever you want to call
different,
it.
That's different, I think.
For the last decade, for the last 10 years, I haven't had like a full-time job, like go somewhere and report for duty kind of thing in 10 years. And I think I'm about to get a new one on Monday. So that means I'll be somewhere new. I'll be getting money to be able to like get out again and like get another car. Like me and Kim, we're down to one car and it's been like really tough to get out and do anything. So, and just before the show, Kat in the, in one of the many, chat rooms we have going on right now asked me, why don't you go on adventures with Brent anymore? And I think all that's about to change. In fact, me and Brent will probably be going to lunch a lot because I'm kind of down where you work, kind of nice. Closer anyway. And our favorite restaurant is nearby too. Anyway, it's going to be a lot of coolness. And by the next podcast episode, I'll let you know if I got the job or not.
Sweet. Well, good luck.
Thanks. and I guess lastly, just a just something I noticed. July 30th has come and gone. That was
that's really good. You've learned calendars.
Yay! that was a date that was like predicted by a lot of people about like when Ingress Prime was going to be released, and it obviously did not get released. So all the people that guessed July 30th. And now here we are. We're in May, right? Was it? Yeah, so April, bye-bye. May, hello. So is it going to be May or is it going to be June? Or is it going to be the end of May, May 30th?
Or is it going to be next year?
Oh, God. I don't know. I mean, I hope not. I hope they start doing a public beta sometime soon or something. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. So,
soon. Yeah. Soon, mm-hmm. soon.
So what's old Agent Goonie Guy been doing?
Well, a whole bunch of like working. I've been putting in like 12-hour days at work. There's been some updates to some of the software we use, and I've just been having to fix some stuff. And that's finally, for the most part, done. So I'm really happy to be able to record a show and, you know, do something besides just come home and want to sleep. So been working on some website stuff. We'll have some new stuff launching. We have another badge for this episode, so we'll get the code out at the end of the episode, I guess, tonight. And we're working on other ideas for some other cool badges. Like some of them we actually are working, well, not working with, but we have an affiliate now on the website, Go Card, which I thought was a really cool affiliate because they do these cards. Like they have one for Boston. So that's how I found it, because I was looking at things for our family to do while we're in Boston. And instead of like having to pay for like each of the museums or like the aquarium and things like that, you can just buy one card. And it gets you in all the things, and it's, you know, much cheaper than buying it separately. So we have a link to that, and if you're signed in and use the link, you'll actually get a badge if you buy one from them. So we'll have more details about that as we get closer to Boston and stuff, and maybe some of the other anomalies that have a go card in the area. I know Chicago does, and we'll be talking about Chicago as well. I did. It was in the past. Wait,
this one's just the one for Boston, right?
Yeah, this is a link,
card
yeah.
just for Boston. Okay. Yeah. So that's pretty cool. So like you just go, like if you want to like soak in the city, you just get a card and then boom, 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 you can do all these different things while you're there. Actually, yeah. That's kind of cool. Yeah. Yeah. That is pretty cool.
And so okay, to get them like uniques. Like now, instead of having to like try to get into each one and stuff, you can just, you know, get the card. And they have it for a bunch of different cities. And so you can actually go there and find it for those other cities there. But before I started having to work a lot and we had to kind of push the podcast and pretty much skipped a week, I did get to be involved in a couple cool things. First, the restocking portal was in Nashville, so I got head up there. And so I am not out of resonators because it was just madness to see the amount of equipment that, that dropped out of each of those hacks. It was just like, that's just crazy. So...
It was like really 30 cool. or 40 things or like 50
no,
things?
No, like 200 plus things.
What? The, like per
hack? Because you're getting 50 resonators and 50 XMPs, VRLAs, like just crazy amounts of stuff. I'll show you a pic when we go to lunch tomorrow. I'll keep bringing that up and you'll be like, was I doing lunch with Brent tomorrow? I don't remember ever talking about that. But really cool, you know, Arctic Rebel? The gentleman who sent a shout thing earlier, I got to meet him. He was in Nashville. So we've talked about trying to get together a few other times, but he lives further west in Tennessee. So it's not as close to get to meet. But for this, it was really cool. So got to meet him. Really cool guy. And his girlfriend, too, she was really cool. And, of course, a bunch of Nashville folks were there, and they're always cool, and it's really good to see them. Though, every time I feel like I get there, and it's like, oh, now I've got to go. It was good to, you know, do this op or, you know, hack this portal four times. We did get to go to lunch, but then it was just like I had to jet after that because we had an op that day, and I had to drive all the way down to Tuscaloosa drop a blocker. And Dewey J was asking in the chat if we were involved in that field that covered Huntsville. And that's really all I did was drive down there and drop a blocker. So it was really interesting. You can look for the sit rep around places, Cthulhu. Really cool operation. Bunch of awesome agents did incredible jobs to get that whole field up. And I wish I had all the stats here. I actually, I'll talk about that some other time. It's not really secret information, but it's not information for it's really E&L information. So I'm.
Okay.
There's no reason to talk about it on the podcast right now. Anyway, so I feel like there's a lot of stuff here and I've been talking forever. But I do want to mention a big thank you to Agent Dewey J, who is helping us out on the website. He's going to be the admin for the resistance group because I just felt it was kind of weird me being the admin of the resistance group. I sent that over to him and I dropped out of the group. So thank you so much. That helps frees up some time too, because having to sit there and approve people joining groups is not always fun when you've got like 10 groups to do it from.
Nice.
So that's all my talky, and are we ready for something else?
So y'all talky. Yeah, we are.
God of Ant may not believe in you, but I do. I super believe in you, Tad Cooper.
Situation report.
Oh, we got a situation here. Good thing we have a report about it.
Because situations without reports are no situations at all.
Yeah, that's what a wise man once said. What are we gonna do? Oh yeah, news.
Yeah. And we've got something new we've been doing. We did it for the last episode, but there's probably people listening that don't know we're doing this now. But on our website, the Agent Academy Podcast, we're actually posting the news things that we're going to be talking about, at least most of them. And then you can actually post there and make comments that we can talk about on the show as well. So do that as well as the other various methods. What would you like to discuss first, Agent Soho?
Let's talk about the free buffet.
The free buffet.
Yeah.
You like free buffets.
I do.
You like Bobby Buffet?
Who is Bobby Buffay?
Waterboy.
Oh yeah,
wasn't that his name? Bobby Buffay.
Bobby Buffett.
You like Jimmy?
Jimmy Buffett. Yeah, he's pretty good stuff. So this is the Faction Hotels for Linz, Austria. This is the Cassandra Prime. This is the one that's coming up. First, right? In is it July? July 25th?
28th? No.
Or I thought it was July 25th. Anyway, the Faction Hotels have been announced for Linz, Austria, and
I get you a date.
And basically you can get some good deals on the hotels right now. And there's apparently a free buffet. There's word about free buffets.
So this one's for Linz, Austria. Is that correct?
Yeah.
That's yes. August 25th. But it's part of there's also July 28th is where the other ones will be happening. Mm-hmm. So there's two dates.
I want to go. I totally want to go.
Linz, Austria?
Yeah, these are nice hotels too, like Courtyard Marriott. And
well, it looks like from what people were saying, at least where I was reading, that it was a pretty good deal for those hotels too. So not only are they getting these hotels that are the Faction Hotels, and you know, the local contacts aren't having to deal with it as much, I assume, they're getting a good deal on them. So you're getting a good price, and you're getting a free buffet. So I kind of like this change that they're doing this.
Yeah, definitely. Also, Osiris stuff. You know, Osiris, our buddy Osiris,
the god of the dead.
Yeah,
our rebirth,
isn't it? Yeah,
with death and rebirth. Skin.
Yeah,
we talked about it last episode. So if you want to know about Osiris, go back to last episode. But they did release I don't know why they had to do it, but it's good. They released the four quarters that will make up the Osiris sequence from 2018 to 2019, naming officially the first section, the two dates, Cassandra Prime. And if you go by the video, I believe we talked about it last week. They did a video where they're talking about all the things. We got the names there, so if they go in order, which kind of makes sense of how they said it, and they actually did the dates kind of, or the segments in the video, then it'll be Cassandra Prime, the first one coming up, and then after that, Recursion Prime. That'll be Q4 18, and then Q1 of 19 will be Darsana Prime, and then Q2 of 19, with a date change, which we'll get to next, will be Abaddon.
Abaddon.
If you watch the video, it's not any of the ways that I right. imagined you would say it.
And that's They're the like one in Cliff. Chicago.
What?
That's the Chicago anomaly that was set in May of 2019. So it's, I guess Niantic had to change it. They said, due to circumstances beyond Niantic's control, the date of the Chicago May 18th, 2019 anomaly will be changing to May 25th, 2019, next freaking year. The proposed anomaly faction POCs have been consulted and blah, 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 and they got it figured out. Niantic realizes this is Memorial Day weekend in the United States and weighed the pros and cons heavily about it before making the final decision.
And that's the 25th is
the Memorial Day. Is the actual Memorial Day? Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I think what it is, the reason being, is that there's two other pretty big conferences going on that same weekend, where it's like, you know, and we're not talking about like a couple thousand people. We're talking conferences, both of them total have like over 100,000 people. I imagine what probably happened, this is all speculation, I'm usually wrong when I do this, so I'll do it anyway. they probably were calling to get their hotels, and they're like, no, you can't, you know, grab all the rooms in our hotel because they're already booked for these conferences, or we've got that coming up, so we can't make these deals. Or they couldn't get the good prices either. They couldn't get them to go down because they're like, no, they'll fill up whether you you know, do it or not. So we're not going to give you a good deal on it. Right. So I think it's, you know, anytime there's change, especially when Niantic does it, people are going to, I don't mean to put this in this way, but they're going to cry about it. And, you know, right? No matter what it is. And they'll be like, I already bought a plane ticket. And it's like, no, you didn't. It's a year away. Like, you're not buying plane tickets yet. I don't even know if they sell plane tickets. And if you are, you need to wait 3 months before. That's when the best prices are. Mm-hmm. So this saves you some money in the long run, probably. But it's actually, I think, a good deal, and I'm glad they did it. So kudos to them for not just going, well, okay, we'll pick these four hotels, and they may be out of room. You know,
oh, yeah. That'd be a terrible weekend, you know. So, cool. Well, good. Also, we have in the a message from Andrew Krug. Sorry, folks. Since we had an AMA 2 weeks ago, I'll be traveling a lot this week and thus unable to devote time to follow up on questions. There will be no AMA this week or next. We'll get back to the regular schedule within doing things the first of the month starting in June. Thanks for understanding. And goodbye forever.
Well,
no, he didn't say that.
That would be weird.
I'm like, why? Come back. No, so, okay. So, yeah, in June. Cool. That works. Man, get those questions.
Next month.
They better be awesome. They better be freaking awesome because you got a whole month to think about them. So,
yeah.
And that was it.
So, everybody get your questions ready. Get them ready. Yeah. Are you ready? Do you have a question?
I
wasn't asking you.
Oh, okay.
No, just
I do for the next segment.
Okay. Wait, we're not done yet.
Oh.
We got also another change coming up that they announced for mission days.
Oh, yeah.
So, a big thing they're changing is that they aren't going to be using the scanner. It's going to be like a paper thing that they're going to be handing out. And there's all conjecture. Again, everybody's usually wrong when they do that, but let us know what you think it is. I know we had a listener in Telegram channel put their idea, their reasoning behind why they did it. So let us know what you think, and when we get to that segment, you'll know what they think. And what does Eric think?
That works.
I think it's a cool opportunity to do something where, like, when you go there for a mission day, you know, if they gave you some cool, like, handout with all the portals that you need to go hack, it'd be a nice little, you know, memory of the day.
Oh, yeah. Souvenir?
Yeah. That's the word. Souvenir.
Yeah.
You can put it down your pike. Is that the right way to say it? I'm not sure. Put it down your pipe and smoke it. I think I'm getting some of these confused. So let's just kick on that pig.
Yeah, let's kick that pig.
And kick it straight into something.
Where's that button?
What?
What's in the capsule? I'll tell you what's in the capsule.
So,
all over the floor.
If you're new, then this segment is for you. To let us know what you want in the game or what you want different, what do you want changed, maybe what they should be adding in Ingress Prime. Maybe someone's listening, whatever. But we always have ideas each week about what how we should modify this here scanner device. Here, I'm going to start us off because this one's a little bit different this week. So I have a little portal theory, okay? All right. Can there be true balance in the universe?
No.
I'll expand on this. So what if there was some way to address those people living in rural areas with little to no portals?
Right.
but at the same time address those who live in dense areas with an abundance of portals. So if there was some mechanic to balance the two, so for an example, and this might be a terrible example. In fact, it'd be a game-breaking thing. But as an example, you have let's call him Billy Joe, Billy Bob. I don't know. All right, let's call him Hacksaw. That's an awesome
Hacksaw.
Name. Okay, we got
Agent Hacksaw.
Who lives in Arkansas. Because I was born in Arkansas, there's nothing in Arkansas. You can drive for hours and literally you won't see anything. So Hacksaw lives in Arkansas and there's no portals in his city. In fact, there's only one. He can drive about 30 minutes and there's a post office. A post office that has been closed for 10 years, but it's still a portal.
I've heard this story before, so I think I know who Hacksaw is, but keep going.
Okay, that's it, right? Now, on the other side, you have
New York City.
New York City?
Tokyo. How about that? Super packed. You have Mr. Yang over here. Mr. Yang, he lives in Tokyo, and it is insane. Like, you cannot go anywhere without being just packed full of, like, there's portals everywhere. You're in range of 20 portals right now. They're way too close, probably against the terms of service or something to even have that happen. Okay. So now, if you have Hacksaw over here, he drove so long, and he just one little stupid hack, he gets a couple little pieces of crap, and then he drives home. So to be a true balance, once he does a hack, he gets a ton of stuff, and maybe he gets the hack faster, or he gets more stuff, or something happens. And then when you have Mr. Yang over here, he's balanced down, he's pushed down. See, yin yang, right? You got the ups and the downs.
I thought his name was Hacksaw.
So
maybe
I don't know.
He should have been Agent Yin.
Yin and Yang. There you go. Yin Hacksaw over here. So I don't know. Like, that's a terrible example. I would never want it to be able to, like, oh man, now it's unfair. This guy lives over here, and I don't know.
Well, not just lower, but yeah. I mean, I think there is something they could do. I mean, I think even I don't know, like, raise the XP or the AP that you get in, you know, rural areas to kind of match the same amount. Okay, there's 10% less portals or 50% or something, you know, raise it, see how it works. And maybe that would get some agents that live just outside to come there and farm in that area and start submitting portals, because they're like, oh, this is a good place to farm AP because you get more here.
Right.
I don't know.
Right. So it would give incentive to go to those rural areas for some sort of advantage. Right. And then, so there's things that bring you there. And then there's things that take you out of the big areas like New York City and stuff like that.
New York City.
You know, because I've heard a lot, so many times, like I'll see on Twitter and it's like, man, you guys are playing that game that, you know, like a lot of people don't know what it is. They're following me and they're like, oh, that's, you're doing a podcast on that thing. You know, I tried that game, but our town only has like one and I got to drive. Like literally his name was like Bubba Hacksaw. Like it could have really been his name, but like we have a friend in New Zealand. That's his story as well. He's like, man, I really want to play, but there's nothing to do. Like, literally, like you could charge something if you had a key. And you don't even have a key. You can't do anything, right? Yeah. Like, so I don't know. It would be great, like, if, of course, Ingress Prime kind of addresses that, because the advantage is just being in a location where there's more stuff. And that's fine. You know, get up and move. That's the name of the game. Yes. Don't just sit at home. But always move to a dense area. Like, why should that be the thing? Like, why not go up on a mountain where there's nothing? Like, how about there's something there for you, though? You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Something.
I mean, yeah. Because, I mean, you know, the reason for going to those places may not be as, I was going to say important, but, you know, some of them are important. I mean, it's mm-hmm. it's those out-of-the-way places that kind of make it a special thing to have, and something like, I'm going to keep this key because, you know, I don't know many people who have been to that portal, and that's kind of cool. Game play-wise, you're just getting uniques. Is it so I think there could be some kind of cool mechanic about especially out of the way portals that maybe the longer a portal's untouched, the more AP it gives, the more MU it gives, the more stuff it drops, right? So right. If a portal's not hit for a year, man, it could drop out just like one of these supply portals, right? Like, then people would be, like, going and looking for these places. And while they're there, like, my thing is, like, get people out and moving to these places that they normally wouldn't be, and then incentivize them to submit more portals in those areas, and then get those portals into OPR to get reviewed and approved as quickly as possible. And mm-hmm. I think there's some things like that that you could do. So I think it's a great idea, Agent Soho.
Yeah, I liked your idea of like a restock portal. Like if there's a portal that sits too long, that is not like, you know, miles away from any other portal, it gets stronger and stronger and stronger, which just gives you so much output, right? Mm-hmm. You know, like I like that idea of just like, oh man, we better put some portals around it, or else it'll get like so big, like it'll freaking, you know, I don't know. Like, I don't know. There's something there though. I don't know. Yeah. I guess I would call that portal theory though. It's just an idea. There's probably a really cool, I see some good comments in the chat room too. If you're watching YouTube right now, we have the, you can see what everybody's saying. So,
or if you're watching on Twitch, you can see it too, or on Periscope.
Periscope
or the like 10 other places, but a lovely idea. I feel bad that mine's a lot shorter than that, and it doesn't get you out moving. It does absolutely the opposite. This is for the AXM vault. It's the AAXM vault. Okay. And so this would be an item that you would buy, like a key locker, right? Like the key lockers you can buy. But you can plant this. So you go to a location where you want this vault to be, and then you plant it, and then you have to power it up by feeding it XM and a lot of XM. So you it like won't work right away. You'll have to actually go fill up some XM, maybe use some cubes, maybe even add some time to it, because you don't want it something where people can just put down and pick up and go away.
Right.
And then it has a certain amount of storage, a lot of storage. You're the only one who can see it. You're the only one who can access it. But it slowly decays. And when it decays below a certain amount, you can't open it. You can't get into it and get the stuff that you've put into. And maybe even things start dying out of it if you don't keep it above. Like if you let it go to zero. Like it doesn't all drop out, but almost like the reverse of a quantum cube, right? So like, if you don't keep it fed with XM, it will slowly like boop.
Oh yeah, boop. So it's decaying really fast, huh?
Well, no, I think it would decay probably fairly slowly. Okay, but so if it gets all the way to zero, then it starts like every few days an item might poof out of it.
Oh, so this thing is staying for days.
Oh no, it's for as long as you want. Right. Oh. So you keep it, it's your vault. Like, so you can keep it at home. So instead of, right.
See, for some reason, I was thinking this might be something useful that you would take to an anomaly or a farm, and you want to have like a place to store stuff temporarily while you're hacking for a few hours. But if it's a permanent thing, like it always is there, and as long as you charge it up. I like that because it would be kind of your own personal vault at home, but I think I like the faster decay, or it takes, you said it has a lot of XM. So yeah. So it's just a ton to charge it completely.
Yeah. Yeah. You just need to keep it from getting to zero. And then even if it gets to zero, you just can't get into it.
Right.
And you'd start losing items after all. And that's just, I don't know, that's a jerk thing to add on probably. So maybe you just can't get into it. I was saying, like, you can't get into it. I'm like, well, you know, a lot of times you might just want to leave that crap there for a long time anyway. And so you'll just feed it back up when, you know, you decide you want to open it.
Right.
So it's something to keep you wanting, you know, keeping it fed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. Like, to me, it's like having the storage is good to be able to throw some stuff and some gear. But then again, it's like I want some ideas. So everybody send these in. Ideas of items and things you can do when you're at work or at home that give you stuff when you can't get out. Because I think that's something that the game's kind of lacking. And it's not something that you can just do forever, but something. You know, give something you can do at home.
Throw us a bone.
And I don't know about this one now because just having to recharge it, it's like, oh, well, I can recharge keys while I'm at home. Whatever. Just recharge some crap.
Yeah. All right. Well, cool. I liked it.
Okay. I liked it. So we got some submissions in. The first one here is from Agent Dewey J, who says, here's my what's in the capsule idea. Ready for a little chaos? What about a link bender? Does this go with the link laser? Installed on a portal, this is the link bender. It pulls nearby links towards it or repulses them. The higher the level of the bender, the more it bends the link. Make a positive bender, sucks the link in, or a negative bender, repulse the link away. I would also suggest a bender will never pull a link into the portal it is on, but can get really close.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, like, is that saying pulls it to, like, another portal?
Yeah, let's see. So, so you have the higher level of the bender, the more it bends the link, making positive bender. Let's see. So,
I mean, I think that's kind of, that's a really cool idea.
So that's really changing the whole physics of links. Then to be able to bend them, that is really weird. I guess I hadn't really thought about that.
Oh, he's in the chat and he says bends it to miss things along the trajectory.
Oh, I see. Yeah, right.
Okay. So it doesn't hit them pigs when you're.
So you could go around a really like hard a
small field or
to destroy a portal or something that would have. Like, you know, like a blocker, you know, like somebody
like a little micro, yeah, like a micro blocker and stuff, or yeah. I guess if it was a really powerful bender, maybe get around like, a big thing.
I mean, I guess if I saw something like that, it would have to be a really, like we're talking like up to 3 degrees of a bend, you know what I mean? Like a 3 degree angle or a 2 degree.
I don't like that math stuff.
Because if you're like bending stuff to like 90 degrees and 45 degree angles, everything's just going at all crazy. There's no way to play anymore, really.
No more triangles.
Because then you would have a hard time even locating origins of like links, right? You'd be following this and you're like, where am I going? Wait a minute. It just took a turn. What, now I'm going this way, you know. I think, it's interesting, though.
Well, and I think people would use it more for blockers and stuff. Like, oh, I can't get out there to block this crap, so I'm going to just bend it and kind of
go on an all-night bender.
But I do like this idea of like – almost like popping the link to a different portal. Like, is that really bizarre? Like, it's the link popper. No, that doesn't. Jumper. Hopper. The link. No. Resistance would hate that, right? It's like a frog or something. Grasshopper. anyway. No.
I like jalapeno poppers.
I do, too. I think there's something there. I don't think it's a link laser.
Well, he said ready for a little chaos at the beginning, and yeah, that would
I
be
do like chaos.
It would be chaotic, but really cool. I don't know. You know, just as a side note, some of these crazier, wacky ideas, like a way for like Niantic to test this stuff without having private beta test groups. Like, nobody really likes that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think.
Just do an event.
Yeah, it's to do events or just to have a very limited time weapon. Just like Wendy's, right? Here's a, we got a quadruple burger coming out. Limited, you know, it's only here for 4 weeks and then it goes away. Probably tastes like crap, but hey, don't worry about it. It's out the door.
Now you're making me hungry.
Right? But like a limited time link bender or link laser, yeah. And you can only use it. But then it's like, you know, it's like that quadruple burger. If people loved it so much, really? Hey, it'll come back again. Oh. Maybe it'll even be permanent, you know?
Yeah. Or maybe they'll just do a McRib and McDonald's will sue them.
And that stupid thing comes back too much.
Don't call that thing a stupid thing. Who are you to call a McRib stupid?
I don't even think it's meat.
It's not. No, it's something shaped it's the, and processed it's the, and formed it's the ribs into a fake rib.
Rat ribs.
Hey, I don't care. It tastes good.
So we have another submission from Agent Finnegan M. Oss. He says, okay, here we go. A new mod that would absorb the XM coming off the portal and put it back into resonators to slow down the decay rate. Oh! This would allow the portal to sustain a longer existence without recharge. The decrease in decay could run 5% for the first, drop to 2% for the second, 1% for the third, and 0.5% for the fourth, and
math.
So forth. smaller. That would 8.5% slowdown rate. If all four slots were used, which is a little more than 50%. Whoa. Okay. This mod could also work similar to the transmuter. And with the extra XM, it is absorbing, allow the potential of extra power cubes, Lawson cubes, and Circle K cubes. Okay. So, it absorbs XM coming off of portals and puts it back into the resonators, slowing it down. So this is a way to extend the life of a portal, right?
Yeah.
Slowing down the decay rate with the basically with the expense of just the XM coming off of it. I mean, it will go away though. Like, I mean, there's only so much XM coming out of a portal before it regenerates, and what is that, every 30 minutes or something like that?
More matter. I don't know.
I forget. That's I used to know
Wikipedia
that number.
Is for.
But it does refresh every now and then. But I guess, like, if the math is correct, if it was a mod that could sit there and eat the XM, it could.
I'd be fine with it kind of almost generating, like, making the portal generate more XM to like feed it. Like, I'm not worried so much about like how much the portal makes.
Right.
Because, you know, then you have to deal with like, okay, if someone is around it and they're sucking up the XM, and then it wouldn't be able to, and then someone just has to stand there, right, and use XM to just completely nullify the mod. So I'm okay with like it not actually needing that XM. Like, it could be a separate pool of XM or something that's but I mean, I do like this idea of feeding the resonators with this item, whether it's like grabbing it off the XM or just a cube in itself regenerating.
Right, like you said, just like a Lawson cube, like sitting there with tanks, and it just sits there and eats it and recharges itself. Yeah. But then once it's depleted, I guess that mod slot is just taken up with.
Well, and I don't think it has to be depleted. Like, I think whatever mechanic is making the XM or helping the portal create more XM so it can suck it up, or it's just imaginary XM is there that it's sucking up. Just because I think it could be cool that it's like, well, if you really care about this portal and want to keep it for a long time, you could put four of these, you know, very rare. We need to name these, whatever the Finnegan M, XM module,
right.
That it could stay forever without you having to recharge or anybody. It would actually just feeds itself enough to just stay alive forever.
I mean, I don't know about four slots,
because someone could walk by and like blow it up pretty easily if that's all it is, because it has no protection.
Oh, right.
So,
yeah.
You know, and what's it matter anymore? No more Guardian. No.
That's true. Yeah. Like, why do you want to keep it alive so long? yeah. Okay. I don't know. I mean, it's kind of a cool idea. It's certainly an option. It's a mechanic that hasn't been addressed ever, I don't think, really. A self-charging portal. There you go. This last one here was given in the chat room right before the show started.
And Hizzy this is actually kind of
fun. Yeah, you want to do this one?
Sure. Hizzy Biz says, hey, guys, I have an idea for a power cube. It'll be like the Lawson or the Circle K power cube, but we're going to call it the Walmart power cube. No. Except it collects the XM that's laying... Wait, hold up. This is... Did you do this on purpose?
What'd I do?
It's similar.
It is kind of similar to the
it's
one
a portable that we just read. Mod. Yeah, anyway. So the cube collects the XM that's laying around until it holds the same as a Lawson or Circle K cube. But this is the one that... Who was it that had that idea where it was like a cube that you could purchase in the store, and it was always like kind of replenishing itself, and so it would work like a Lawson cube, but it didn't go away, you just had to refill it. That was on the show earlier, someone listened to the episodes. So it sounds like this is an idea that people like. Multiple people are coming up with similar suggestions of having a cube that's giving you almost a bank, like a power supply. It's like walking around with the power supply that you do for your phone. So why not have one for your XM tank that can sit there? You can recharge it with some more XM and increase your XM bar.
Yeah.
These things, basically. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I mean, I don't know. The people have spoken. So, Andrew, let's get on this. Talk to the people you need to talk to. Let's get it in before Prime.
You know who they could talk to is, Chiro.
Chiro? Right?
Remember, Chiro?
Charo? Charo? Is that?
They made the Ingress Power Cube that you can get on Amazon. Yeah. You can buy it wherever. Remember that one? If it's a sponsored item, like a power bank or a cube or a gas tank, whatever you want to call it.
And you get one when you buy the charger.
Or, well, I was just to say, since all the other, you know, things in the game are named from a company, right?
Yeah.
Circle K Cube. You know, it could be something like that, you know, just like contact a bunch of power brick manufacturers, but, you know, publisher or whatever you call them. Brand.
That's why I want some of these, the AA Axum, XM Vault. Let's get one that's sponsored by us, but we don't pay anything to have it sponsored. Can we do that? Is that a thing we can do? We'll pay with time and love.
Answered if you don't pay for it, what would it be? It would just be like a favor. Hey, do us a favor. Let's name some crap and put in your game. Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of doing favors, we had a favor by a flavored player, agent. Agent JBJ Blay sent this in.
Greetings, Agent. You just called the Agent Academy podcast.
Come online.
Oh my god, it's so weird. Yay!
Thank you, Jerby Jerblers.
Awesome. Okay, well, you know, we got some stuff from peoples.
Yes.
We got a question here from on a YouTube comment. from Leak Tech. He said, "Hey, Eric and Brent, where did PGO Radio go? I really enjoyed it and wish it would come back, as there's been a lot of new updates." Well, it was a pretty cool show. We did 10 episodes, 5, 8, 6, I don't
Welcome
remember.
Welcome to your favorite hour of the week.
It was our PGO favorite hour Radio, of the week.
Your home for everything Pokemon Go, news, tips and tricks, community, and much, much more. So sit back, take a breath, because it's time to go, go, go.
I think that pretty much explains it all right there, doesn't it?
He's like, news.
News.
That guy's great. We got that guy on from Fiverr. He's a voice actor.
Try listening to that for 5 weeks in a row. You're pretty much done with it. You're like, yeah, no. No, but there was another show. Like, oddly enough, we were so unoriginal with this naming of this show. There was another show that came out called Pokemon Go Radio at the same time. Like, how podcasts happen is you submit them to iTunes, and then they show up, you know, a week or two later. Possibly now it's a little bit faster. But it was just like... we're named the same thing as this other show, and it's like we released at the same time, and you know, it was also I think after 10 weeks we were kind of slowing down on playing and stuffs, so
yeah a bunch of stuff happened, it came up or something, and you know, usually we're on board with stuff that we started. It was something that just made us stop and we're like, well we're gonna have to. But it was definitely cool, and you know,
we moved. That was one of the reasons too.
Oh yeah,
right?
That's right. I actually moved from Madison. Yeah, you're right.
So we were 10 minutes away, and
then we're 30 or 40. But yeah, 50, lots of big things, big life changes were happening right around. But you know, with Ingress Prime about to come out, and this new job that I have, and I think that's going to bring us back to kind of doing adventures and shows and stuff. I don't know if we really need to stack another show on. Make this one bigger and better.
Well, you can listen to our Harry Potter Wizards Unite podcast.
You know, and there's that too. We have no clue how that's going to be. Like, might be the coolest thing in the world. We might be like, oh my freaking God, we need to do a show, you know?
Well, okay. So, you know the company that's going to be working with Ingress to make it? Portkey?
Uh-huh.
Games? I hate even saying this, but... So they came out with a game, that, I guess their first official game under Portkey, and it's a Harry Potter game. And the monetization they put into it, I'm so freaking scared they're going to do something similar with the other game. I mean, it's just absolutely horrible. It's like you just can't play unless you pay. So pay something so you can keep playing. And then it's like... And then you look at it, and you're like, why would I even pay that? It's like, saves me an hour, but it's not like I'm not going to pay a dollar just so I can play another, 15 minutes and then have to pay more. I don't know. It's just, I was really sad to see. I hope they change it. The game could be really good, but it's just not worth it with that kind of mechanic in there. So, I just hope that Ingress tells them to not do that to the other one.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think they would be smart enough. And they have such a big fan base now with PGO and PGO Radio. People would just be like, come on. You know, they'd be like a revolt happening. So,
yeah. But anyway.
Cool.
Hey.
That's it. That's what we got to say about that.
Okay, so that's PGO Radio. Don't expect it back ever. Matter of fact, we'd probably change the name and hire someone else to do a different... Because I have a hard time listening to that without laughing at it. Anyway, Alan Weber had a question on YouTube. Says, gentlemen, I really have to correct you. I guess it's not a question. It's more of a correction for our dumb aces. He says, I have to correct you about the click... old names. You do not have to paying somebody to get a selectable name to look at a person's stats. You can Also, select a person's name from the leaderboard in your region. You can also select an agent's name from their name on photos and portals themselves. So anybody that's ever had a photo approved for a portal and their name is located on that photo, you can hold down on their name and selectively view their profile.
Okay.
And I don't know what we said. What did we say that...
So last week we talked about... you know, when people just ping people like right. today,
like why tonight, they ping people. It was the newbie question,
right? Yeah, it was the noob question of the week. And so during the show, like literally I'm looking at my scanner right now. Someone said hi to me. Right. And that was, you know, just so they could like look at my profile, and I get that a lot, and that's so that's fine. But then you said, hey, do you know the trick? If you just, you know, put somebody's name and then put a dot after it, they won't get the alert. Well, right after you said that last week, I got so many people putting a dot. Like, literally, like, well, not so many. Maybe five or six people. That's still a lot to me.
April Fools!
I was like, whoa, look, people are actually doing it. And I would reply, and I'd be like, nope, doesn't seem to work, huh? They're like, well, worth a try. So, anyway, we said, well, it's kind of, you know, sucks that you can't do a search. Maybe that was my capsule idea last week, was just to be able to search for somebody. But so anyway, Alan Weber is saying, well, that's not the case. You can actually find people's names through, you know, their names on resonators, through portal photos.
Yeah.
And while that's true, what we were actually getting at was the fact that I can't look at somebody who lives in, say, I don't know, Quebec. Right.
Right. Because they have to be in your region. You have to find the portal. You have to have the key. Like there's.
Right. Like, how am I going to, like, you know, so anyway, but that is true. I mean, that's like, that's a good way that we do it around town. Like, I could look up Brent. I'll just look up at the leaderboard. Usually I'll go there first. Like, is he there? Is he there? Nope. He's not there. Dang. He's not doing crap. Okay. Well, let me go over here and look. Let me look at his favorite church. Oh, he's not there either. What the hell? No, I'm just kidding.
But, check that damn Circle K. I know his ass has been down there this week.
Okay.
But anyway. Polar pop.
Thank you, Alan Weber.
That is good information, though. So, thank you. I'm sorry Eric didn't bring that up last week.
Yeah, my fault. Last one we have here is from Hillman Hazizi. Hazazi. Oh, anyway, he says, I will talk about Osiris Sequence. What? I will talk about Osiris Sequence. Ingress Prime, next big sequel event, lore. Maybe.
I think some of this got cut off. I think they were talking about being on the show. Like they were asking to be on the show to talk about this
stuff. Oh.
And I mean, we're not opposed to having guests on the show, but we are opposed to having guests that we don't know if they'll like come on here and just start, you know, yelling obscenities at Eric and making weird pig references and, you know, just crazy stuff. But what you could do is call us at speakpipe.com/agentacademy and leave a voicemail with your opinions on this, and we'll play it on the show. Mm-hmm. So that's a way that you can actually get on the show. And I will tell you this, there's calls that I am going to go through tonight. They're older, so I think we've already done them. We check every week to see if someone has called in, and if they have, I can't think of one that we haven't really put on the show yet. I mean, just as long as it's we can tell what you're saying, and you don't make too many pig references. Eric hates pigs. What can I tell you?
I hate them. I hate them, but I like to eat them.
That's right.
Yeah.
He hates them when they're alive.
Or if somebody already has an existing podcast, just point us toward that and say, hey, look, I do this podcast. And we'll be like, hey, that's pretty cool. Okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that we know, like, you're a real person not trolling us. I don't know. Who knows? The internet these days, you can't trust anybody.
After Eric trolled everybody last week.
What a pig.
Well, I guess I was. Yeah. I trolled, not really trolled. Joked, I guess, when up in Nashville with one of the cool agents up there. I showed them Delta T, And I said, yeah, I got into Ingress Prime. And so they started looking at it, and they're like, this is just, I don't know if I can play this. I felt so bad.
That's awesome.
Because like there was other people at the table just like, you know, pretending, going along with it too. And I'm like, no, let's just tell her that it's not, because I'm just really starting to feel like an a-hole at this point. But it's a cool trick you can do to locals around where you are. Just show them Delta T and tell them it's Ingress Prime. Is that wrong?
Because it is, very kind of like shiny and blue. Like, I don't know, like shiny and blue, kind of like the scanner.
Well, and honestly, I think that's one of the reasons that scrapers need to stop and need to go is they had a patch, I believe, last week, and I swear there's a ton of portals that came in on their network that are in very similar spots. I mean, they may have been using some of, you know, history data that Ingress started out with too, that old database thing. But a company could just get all that data from a scraper could sell that data to another company, right? And then they just have their stuff without having to get any of that data filled up. And anyway, so let's keep Ingress and all these other fakers out of here, because honestly it's a pretty crap game. But
for now, yeah, it's beta.
Well, alpha. No, it's just it's, you know, it's not Ingress, so
yeah. Well, next, we got something Telegram.
Next, we got a Twitter comment too.
Oh, a Twitter comment.
It deals with Telegram. So LA Southern 328 asked, I can't figure out how to join your Telegram group on iPhone. And so we don't really publish the link openly anymore, just because we were getting so many spammers in, and you know, I was sick of boobs getting sit all around our Telegram channel and having to clean up. I have no problem with the boobs, but you know, some people do, and I want to make sure our channel is at least 13 and above friendly, because that's who can be playing the game. If you go to our Twitter, though, and look there, you can find the link there. If you know someone who's already in our TG discussion channel, you can go there. You can ask us. We'll put it on the website or something. So if you need it, just let us know if you want in there, that sort of thing.
True that.
Maybe we should just get a mod for there, and every time it gets put onto a spam network, they can just change it for us. We'll figure something out, but that's how you can get to it.
Yeah, hire a virtual assistant. I might do it. Okay, so we have a long one here. This is a Telegram comment from Agent Bob El Britannico. That's a good agent name right there.
I like it.
I'm sorry to change the subject, but I have a theory I would like to throw out. As we know, the new mission days will be some sort of hack-only activity where you may need to interact with the portal in some way. The suspicion seems to be that Prime will not play well with missions, but I don't buy that. I have often thought that one way to identify spoofers would be to oblige the player to interact with the portal in some way. Some way, which you could only do when you were physically present. So I wonder if Niantic is looking for a way to trial such a system.
Yeah.
I mean, spoofers.
Spoofers, why you got to be so spoofers?
Yeah, I mean, you know, what they could do is like some, well, no. See, I was going to say like, so, I mean, the very act of spoofing means that your scanner is still placed in a location, right? You know, it's not like
but an you're emulation. Not there physically, right? So they're just doing it on their computer.
So like what like you couldn't do anything physical. You couldn't prove your physicality in game. But you would need someone there to prove it. So you would need a third party, right? So you'd have to be like, okay, hack this portal. Or no, okay, put a resonator on it. Like, let me watch you.
You came up and signed up for the mission day and got your sheet and put down your agent name.
Yeah,
and then someone else did the mission without doing that, they can possibly assume that they're a spoofer.
Right.
Right. It's such a hard thing to prove. Like, right now, you've got to find them in two portal locations that are, you know, a good distance apart, a lot faster than anyone can humanly do that, right, in a vehicle or whatever. So if you know it takes, you know, an hour to get from here to Turbine, right, and you've thrown this field up there and you see an agent hit a portal in Huntsville and then 15 minutes later they take down Turbine, well, you know the only way they can do that is either A, spoof, or someone else log in with their ID at that location. That's pretty much the only way, right? Or they are the Flash. And I, you know, if they're the Flash, they probably have other things they should be doing instead of playing a game. So,
yeah, like robbing banks or something.
So I, you know,
what? Nobody will see it.
Why would
come?
The Flash rob some banks?
Because you don't see them coming or going. They just like boom.
But he's a superhero, not a super zero.
Okay, saving lives. All right.
Not eating beehives. See, you make it rhyme and it's becomes a saying that people will use. But so, yeah, no, I think if they could find some way to catch spoofers, great. I think it's very hard for the spoofers that know what they're doing and know what not to do, basically.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I didn't know that, like, spoofing could still be performed, like, you know, like they always find a way, like their developers are really good and they detect all kinds of software, this and that. And like, you can't have a rooted phone and play Ingress and like all this. Like, I thought they were like, it's pretty much rock solid. Like, you can't spoof. I guess you still can, but you know, I don't know. I mean, I never looked into actually trying to do it. I just would always see people getting banned and people like complaining that they couldn't and stuff. So I was like, yes, team, you know, 1 point for Ingress. All right. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I guess there's always going to be somebody really, you know, there's going to be like a super zero out there that's going to quit at nothing.
But super zeros in Ingress can be superheroes in Pokemon Go. So this is something I found interesting from some Pokemon Go players where apparently, and I don't know if this is every community, but apparently they don't mind spoofers. They call them air support because they actually come in and help them in raids. Even though they're not there at the location to like do the raid, they'll spoof to that raid and help them out. So they don't mind, and they're like, "Hey, thanks, you know, for helping us. That's great because you need more people to do that." So what I'm suggesting is, if you're a spoofer, quit playing Ingress and go play Pokemon Go. They'll like you there. They'll love you there. They'll give you like Pokemon balls.
Right? What about Delta T? Can you spoof in Delta T?
I think everybody's spoofing in Delta T. Same with that dragon one that just completely ripped off Pokemon Go. Like, I think that's the only people that play some of those games, right? It's like, that's like not even worth getting out of my house to play this game.
I think it's so easy to spoof in Delta T that you can accidentally spoof and go, oops, oh, man, didn't even mean to.
Why can I type in my GPS coordinates right here in the right? Tab? That's weird. Okay. Well, so,
oh, I got a gift.
Oh.
You guys want a gift out there?
Well, don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
In the pig. So at the top of the show, I was mentioning that I got a code off of Reddit. So from good old Redditor Gildan Nilsson. Gildan Nilsson? Yeah. Guile Guild Nilsson. I don't know.
Are we still on the name?
Yes. And I will be here for another 20 minutes doing this.
Mr. G.
So this was given, this was posted 7 days ago, but I just redeemed this right before the show and it still works. So here you go. Okay. I'm just going to do it one time. So get it the first time around or rewind it later. Okay. Here it is. All lowercase letters, of course. Here it is. V F U 3 8 A K 3 5 8 F S.
I think you're supposed to read that out like the Zulu alphabet or what do they call it? What's the...
Oh, yeah.
You know, Victor, Frederick.
Unicorn.
Unicorn, yeah.
3-8, apple, kite. Kite? Cake? Oh, no, quick.
Now there's three K's all suddenly in their code. Like, people are typing this in going, it didn't work.
And then 358.
Just rewind the show.
What's F?
Fred.
Fred? What's Frank. S?
Fart. Field. We should come up with our own alphabet with ingress terms.
Yeah,
not right now on the show live because that would be a train wreck. And
Foxtrot. There you go. That's a spoofing.
You got the foxtrots. I think you need to go do something about that because
bad case of the foxtrots. Anyway, so there it is. You'll get 10 of everything. It's pretty decent, so it's pretty nice. Anyway,
and you know, on the old website, I'm starting a page with passcodes that work, but I'm having my kids actually put them in so we can verify which ones actually still work. Because there's like list all over the place of like passcodes, and I don't know if you've done it where you just sit there and you're like. Like the first five work, and then you're like 10 minutes later, you're like, I've typed in like 20 of these, and now I can't do it for another hour or half hour, however long you can't do it for. But apparently, that's just in the browser. Another spoofing thing, probably, right? But you can do it on Android, though not on the iPhone. Anyway.
Oh, S is for Sierra, by the way, not spoofing.
But in the ingress XM code library thing, we're making up
spoofing. Yeah, we'll totally have it. We'll have it made out by next
episode
time.
40.
Need to use it. Let's episode move 40. It on down the pike.
Are we kicking some pigs?
Yeah, we're going down the pike.
Inconceivable!
Agents, it appears we have found something interesting. Media acquired.
And there it is, right on the ground. There's some media.
Media.
So I am completely out of gear, but I'm still not going to pick it up because this is media.
Well, this is some cool media.
Oh, okay. I'll pick it up.
This is Ding. The achievement for listening, watching, doing, hearing the show this week. So go to agentacademypodcast.com if you are a member. And when I say member, you just sign up. It's not a pay thing yet. So do it before it becomes a pay. No. So go there, and there's a thing on the sidebar. And thanks to, I believe it was Agent Dewey J, and I believe, was it Bob El Britannico, too, who helped out find that on mobile there wasn't the sidebar, so you couldn't enter in the codes. Anyway, on the sidebar, enter in this code, and you will get an achievement for this episode. It is AA0503-18. AA. So it's today's date bookended in the American style of dates, how we do things backwards, bookended by AAs, and that will get you an achievement. So thanks for listening.
Cool. All right, then.
Do we need to do this last one? There's not really anything in there, but we can just because it's a bumper, right? So I got to rename these too because I got to show you this. Like, I can't find any of them. I'm like, why did I make this so crappy to look?
Pardon me. Agent Soho, Agent Goonie Guy, I'm afraid you are needed in the Situation Room. If you could please wrap it up.
It's like a freaking robot. And that door, nobody's ever going to, like, fix the freaking... Throw some oil on it. Throw some oil on it. That'll fix everything.
And that's then kick a pig down the pike and...
answer to everything. Put some oil on it, kick a pig.
Kick a pig.
We got... basically, that's really it. We're going to... we're going to debrief you now. You have seen nothing. You have heard nothing.
Does that mean we're taking off everybody's briefs? We're going to debrief them?
And you are wearing nothing.
Uh-oh. This is... So while you're wearing nothing, head on over to iTunes. Leave us a review. Call us. Tweet us. Facebook us. Do all the stuffs. Join us on agentacademypodcast.com and join the community there. We're starting to post news when it happens in Ingress. We'll post passcodes. And if there's something you think we should be posting that we're not, let us know and we'll start posting it, because we want it to be like a place for you know, people to get all their Ingress information if they so choose. And get some achievements along the way, which are always fun. Badges and achievements.
Badges. Enjoy. And also, I don't think we've ever really said what our, like, personal Twitters are, even though some people follow us. But you can follow us individually, too. I mean, it's cool to follow us on Agent Academy, our Twitter. But if you just want our personal weird stuff that isn't totally Ingress-related, I'm Eric Fullerton, at Eric Fullerton, and Brent is at Brent Copeland. You could probably already figure that out. But if you're new, if you didn't know our real names, that's our real name. So do that. Great. Have fun. Be nice to each other. San Dimas football rules. Also, thank you to Hacksaw and Mr. Yang for being excellent sports today.
Appreciate it. Once again.
Kick a pig.
Kick a pig. Bye-bye.